I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. People with hearing loss will soon be able to buy hearing aids at drugstores without a prescription after the FDA approved new regulations in August. So who should be thinking about actually doing this? Joining us today to discuss this is Dr. Jeffrey Sharon, Associate Professor of Otolaryngology at UCSF. Dr. Sharon, welcome to As Prescribed.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for having me.
So, Doctor, what's the reasoning, first of all, behind this change and how significant is it?
So, I think the basic feeling amongst hearing healthcare professionals is that something had to change. Hearing affects an incredible number of people. The FDA estimates 30 million Americans. As you go up in age, it gets higher and higher. At age 80, it's 80 or 90% of people will have hearing loss. Yet, despite that, most people don't seek out treatment for hearing loss, even though there are effective treatment options. It's probably 1 in 5 to 1 in 10 of people who could benefit from hearing aids actually use them. And there's a lot of barriers to care. One of them is cost, and one of them is the fact that you have to seek out a hearing healthcare professional, like an audiologist, get a test, get a prescription from an otolaryngologist, go back to the audiologist, and it's a whole roundabout to just get hearing aids. So this was an effort through the Senate and the FDA to try to just make the process easier, and in doing so, hopefully drive down costs to make it more affordable as well.
So who should actually be looking at getting these over-the-counter hearing aids? And importantly, who should not?
So that's an important point. So it might be easier to say who is, and then I'll go over a couple of specific cases or red flags to look out for who shouldn't. For those who should, this is intended for adults, and it's intended for adults with mild or moderate hearing loss. And in the hearing loss world, those aren't just adjectives. They refer to specific levels of hearing loss, meaning how much hearing loss is there on the decibel scale, which measures how loud a sound needs to be before you are able to hear it. So there is a bit of a paradox there, because you need to know, do you have a mild, a moderate, a severe, a profound? What level hearing loss do you have in order to qualify for these over-the-counter hearing aids? So if you're ever in doubt, the best thing to do is always to get a hearing healthcare professional, like an audiologist, and get a hearing test. I will say there are a number of apps now that will do a rough hearing test. They're not as precise as a professional hearing test, but they can be a good starting place. And some of them have been validated in clinical studies, and many have not. The other important things to know is this is for adults with slow onset, slowly progressive hearing loss that's the same in both ears, what a lot of ear surgeons around the country will call the garden variety hearing loss. Think about someone who was hearing well a lot of their life, and then as they're aging, their hearing slowly declines in both ears. So that brings us to who it's not for. This is not for people with a sudden hearing loss. A sudden hearing loss is considered a medical emergency. So if your hearing loss suddenly goes away in one or both of your ears, seek out a doctor immediately. It's also not for people with pain in the ears, drainage in the ears, rapidly changing hearing loss in just one ear, or hearing loss with vertigo also can sometimes indicate medical conditions. And the truth of the matter is, if there's ever any doubt, the safest thing is always to just seek out a professional. So common sense has to be used with these new regulations to prevent any harm.
So should we all be expecting or on the lookout for some kind of what you called garden variety hearing loss as we get older?
So we talk about the big three factors for hearing loss. The big three are age, noise exposure, and genetics. And probably they combine in some sort of fashion to produce someone's hearing level at each stage of life. If you live long enough, yes, there is almost inevitably some degree of measurable hearing loss, but luckily most of the time it's mild. What I will put in a plug for is of those three things, only one of them is actually in your control, and that is noise exposure. And humans, we love noise. Loud noise is fun. Loud noise is cool. We love going to concerts and bars and clubs and things like that. But the unfortunate reality is a lot of that stuff is just way too loud. So what I tell all my patients, and that I think is just important for overall health and for hearing healthcare as we age, is we have to get smarter about monitoring how loud the sounds are in our everyday environments and protecting our ears from them. This is in our control. And even AirPods and things like that get way too loud. A lot of venues are way too loud. A lot of music events are way too loud and can cause permanent harm. We used to think that if you just had ringing for a few days in your ears after a concert and then it went away, you didn't have permanent harm. That's not true. You actually are causing permanent harm to your ears. And so we have to protect our ears. The same way you go to the beach and wear sunscreen, I think sometimes if you go to a concert, you're going to need earplugs.
And in the same way, the sunscreen is protecting not only against the immediate sunburn, we're talking about bigger issues here, right? Why is it so important for us to be protecting our hearing health overall?
Hearing health is important for a lot of reasons. You know, besides for the obvious stuff, you know, it helps you communicate, it helps you at work, it helps with family and friends, it helps keep your mood up, and obviously productivity. There's increasing evidence that hearing loss may be a risk factor for dementia, and it may be one of the few risk factors for dementia that is modifiable. Now, at this point, the evidence points to a very strong association between hearing loss and dementia. We don't know whether or not treating hearing loss changes that trajectory yet, but some studies will come out in the next few years that may give us more data.
All right, Dr. Sharon, thanks so much for sharing your insight with us today.
You are welcome. Thank you, Kathy.
Dr. Jeffrey Sharon is Associate Professor of Otolaryngology at UCSF, and I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.